That was William Dempster's setting of another favorite 19th century poet, William Longfellow. And perhaps it reminds us that even in spring, there are some days that are dark and dreary. But Dempster's other settings, none were so popular as the May Queen. Foster was only 15 when he first heard the May Queen, and the youthful verse that he added lacked the polish of his later lyrics, but clearly the work made a strong impression that would manifest itself in later compositions. And one of the most touchingly beautiful of these is Ah, May the Red Rose Live Always.